Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
It's time to chat some bollocks about fanny tits and bum.
No topic is off limit for these potty mouth foul mums.
So tell us all your secrets, we like to share the truth.
About saggy tits and anal warts and ice cubes up your hoof.
No holes barred.
Hello, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay.
Did I sound very official then?
You did quite, yeah. Did sound very official.
Oh, you did.
Oh, you did, yes. You're very quite. I'm feeling very relaxed and feeling very zen.
Are you? You do look it.
Thank you. I have got quite a bit of makeup on today. That's probably why, you know, I look
human. I don't think it's
human.
That.
Oh, okay.
I think you're just radiating tranquility. And I love, can we just talk about this jumper?
Oh, yes, please. It's from a brand deal, mate.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, someone chose it for me.
I love it.
Yeah, it's really
lovely. It really,
lovely.
Really suits you.
It's bullying.
Is it itchy material?
No, it's not. It is a little bit fluffy.
That worries me. Oh,
it's
God.
Not like Angora. It's not that. It's something else.
Like an Angora. What's an Angora?
It's like goat a type hair. Of wool.
Oh.
Goat pubes.
Goat pubes. Finely woven.
Oh, it's beautiful.
To irritate your neck. It's I'm really itchy. Sensitive with stuff like that.
Yeah, I looked at it and thought, oh, God, that's going to irritate me. But no, it hasn't at all. It's dead
what
comfy.
A lovely surprise.
What a lovely surprise.
So I've had a bit of a debacle this morning.
Oh yes.
So obviously yeah. I've got one child off, one in school. The eldest, Elliot, is still in school. Toby is off. So I took Toby to soft play this morning with his friend, and he has annihilated his ankle. Now, I thought this is a perfect opportunity. He gets to go off and play. I'll take my laptop. I'll take my notebook. I can write. I can keep learning for my show. Like, this is fantastic. Great. And then that happened.
Then he rolls his ankle. How long have you been there for? Like 10 minutes?
No, we'd been there about an hour.
Okay. Got a bit of work done.
Yeah. I mean, it's very stoppy started though, isn't it? Because they come back a lot.
Of course.
So, you know,
okay.
And then you look back at your laptop, you're like, oh God, where was I? I don't know. Go all the way to the top. So it wasn't the most successful.
No.
But then what happened was I had to carry him, his shoes, the laptop, the notebook, the keys back to the car. With my puffer jacket, or like I say puffer jacket, you know, those proper big mum mats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
to me. I'm in that.
Yeah.
Absolutely sweating out of my arsehole. And in addition to that, having his mate tail behind me, and I'm like, you're doing a really great job. Well done. And I'm thinking, fucking hell. Life, give me a break.
Oh, my. Why are those coats so hot, though? You know, like,
mate.
I don't get it. They need to design a coat that is temperature sensitive so that when you're outside, you're nice and toasty. But then,
wouldn't that be great?
Because when you go on the tube in that thing.
Oh, God, I pass out.
Yeah.
Have I not ever told you my delicate disposition of passing out when I get too hot? I've ever told you that?
No, I don't think you have told me that.
Oh, God. Yeah, like, I have to be really careful with my inner temperature,
poor
thermostat.
Temperature, yeah, really.
Because I've told you about Pizza Hut where I passed out down the stairs, didn't I?
No,
I'm,
don't
I,
think
I'm
so.
100%. I thought I told you that. I'm sure I did. If I did, and you guys are listening,
you know,
and you're like, oh, God, you've heard this.
I don't know.
Just suffer in silence. Basically, Steve and I hadn't been together even a year. We'd gone out. It was Christmas, so we were doing Christmas shopping, and we'd gone to Pizza Hut. We stood outside in the queue. I had my big winter coat on. It was really, really cold, and I was stood for too long. I believe maybe, I don't know, my blood pressure must have dropped or something. I haven't got a fucking clue.
Yeah.
And I start thinking, I don't feel, I feel a bit ropey.
Yeah.
We then step inside to, like, the sub-queue bit that's indoors. and there's a big heater and it's just blowing heat down. I'm thinking, I really don't feel good at all. I really don't feel good. I feel like I need to bend.
Yeah.
Bend really? At the waist.
Is that what it feels like? Because I've never fainted in my life.
Oh, yeah. So I feel like I need to bend at the waist to try and get some blood flow somewhere. I don't know where it needs to go, but it needs to go somewhere. So I said to Steve, I went, I need to go outside for a minute. I really don't feel good. Now, Steve is so laid back that he's not even remotely acknowledging the fact that I must have looked like a corpse.
Yeah.
As soon as I step outside, everything goes black. So I can't see anything anymore. So I stumble back into the door. And all I hear is Steve go, oh, babe, they've got us a table. Well, I was like a stumbling fucking zombie. I just was like, bah! And just marched through the Pizza Hut.
Buffet.
I sat at a family's table.
Yeah.
And still no alarm bells were raised for Steve.
Oh,
he went, Laura, babe, there's people sat there. So I stood back up. I stumbled to the back of Pizza Hut. At the back of the Pizza Hut, there's stairs down to the toilet.
Yeah.
I'm stumbling. I must have seen enough to know where I was going, but everything was fuzzy. Do you know what I mean? I thought Steve was behind me because at this point, I'm pretty sure I don't look normal.
Right, sure, yeah.
I got to the top of the stairs and I obviously must have passed out at that point and I fell the whole flight and I woke up at the bottom.
God.
I woke up at the bottom.
Were you seriously injured or because you'd passed out, you were just a little floppy duck?
Yeah, well, it must have just been such a... I was a floppy duck. I literally just hit the floor like a... like Mr. Soft out of the Minto adverts, whatever it was. So,
oh, my God!
Steve hadn't. He just went and sat down and ordered himself a drink.
That's so funny. I didn't realise.
So a staff member was like, do you want me to go and get the person that you were with? I was like, yes, please. And he came down the stairs. He went, you're all right, babe. I was like, well, no, I didn't feel very good. He's like, I didn't realise. You know, and you're like, what?
I said it 25 times. And I just fell down a flight of stairs, you twat.
Yeah. I've passed out a few times.
I've never passed out in my life. I also have a child at home. What are you saying,
babe? We both
have
kids. We both have our...
Look who it is.
Hello, Poppy.
It's your bestie, Laura.
Yeah.
Say hello. Say hello.
Hello.
Oh, you look so sick, don't you? He looks so ill, doesn't he?
He looks so much like Rob. That haircut, he just looks like an absolute spit of Rob. It's ridiculous.
He's got such a little bubble cut.
But it's like literally looking at Rob. Even the way that he was like, and he looked at you. It looks so much. It's like you weren't even part of creating him.
That's so funny, isn't it? I think like, because Edith looks exactly like me, you see. So.
Yeah.
Found a picture of me and my dad, and my God, she is the spitting image of me. It's like,
oh, is that
it's
the one
uncanny.
With you, the horses riding horses
yeah,
hat?
Yeah, the horses hat.
Yeah, riding hat.
Looks so much like me. He's a funny boy.
I always say to Steve, it's very reassuring because you can never, if anyone were to ever go, those kids aren't yours, you can be reassured that they 100% are.
Yeah.
You were there. Yeah. You were well and truly there because I don't know that I was actually.
No.
Was I present? Because they don't look like me.
Oh, I think Toby looks like you.
Do you? No.
Yeah, he does. Elliot looks like Steve.
I'll find you a picture of Toby and Elliot. Toby and Steve was when they were. He was that age. Doesn't
exactly the same,
yeah. I've actually got a nice picture of Steve at the back of a bath tugging on his penis naked.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, that's nice. He's that's really pleased that his mum kept that picture. He's really pleased. So what was I saying?
I don't know. I was falling down, fainting.
Oh, yeah, there you go. So I'm a passer-outer. It's not a fun experience. I can't say I'd recommend it, love.
No, it doesn't sound fun. It's never happened
it's
to me.
So
obviously,
scary.
I've had like full-blown sweating panic attacks in the tube. Especially in the old winter coat, they really set one off. But other than that, I've never fainted. I think this is my cup of tea.
Captain Sailor Biscuit, hello.
Do you know what? I've eaten like such a cunt this week because I've been away. You know when you go away and you just seem to have like suddenly develop 8 more stomachs for cake?
Yeah, I think it's
treats.
Because it's the other mental load is gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also I thought, do you know what? I'm doing my mum. I'm doing like good daughter duty because she's with grief and everything. She has, basically stopped eating, quite frankly. She does eat, but she eats a lot less, and she lost a lot of weight and all the rest of it. So I was like, right, I'm going to take her away. We're going to fatten her up. So we just ate about 12 times a day when we were away. To give that context, did I say I'd just been away? I can't remember. Anyway, yeah. I've just been away for like 2 nights with my mum.
Oh, no, actually, I don't know that you did. You said it before. Yeah.
Before when we were chatting.
Yeah.
So we've been away and just had a little break in the countryside, me and her, which has been lovely. It's been absolutely lovely. Gone out for loads of coffees and, you know, just eating loads of chocolate. Oh, those bloody Monty Bojangles.
Oh, truffles. No, they're like crack cocaine.
Fucking hell. I just can't,
I find is I can only eat about 3 of them and then I feel sick.
Mate, I did 7 in a row.
Well, hey, one in row.
What the hell?
When you're backtracking, like, oh, I was such a greedy cunt, I ate 3, you ate 7, oh, wow, you know what, 3 is...
felt so sick. No, it's funny.
7 is standard, not 3.
I put them on a story and I put something like they need to rebrand these to like scoffy, McGluttonous, cunt face or something like that. And I tagged them, the brand, and they replied. Yeah. I love it. They were like,
I love it. That's when you know a brand has got a sense of humor.
Exactly. They didn't repost it though. I was like, come on, go on, repost it.
Well, you know, I'll see you next Tuesday. Cunt. I can see how maybe name, they would.
Word cunt and the Bojangles brand doesn't really go together, does it?
No.
Quintessential
doesn't rhyme. Doesn't
English
fall
chocolate
off the tongue.
Or something. No.
Roll off not. The tongue, not fall.
It doesn't roll. what else has been going on?
Oh, I've got some news for you. I've news for everyone, really. I am beginning my journey of HRT.
Oh my God, yes. Talk us through it. What's happened?
So I went and saw a menopause specialist nurse.
Yeah.
This week. And she sort of extensively chatted through everything with me. Now,
this was just through the GP, right?
This was, the biggest issue that we have, generally speaking, I think across the world, but obviously UK-wide, is that GPs don't know what they're talking about. If you're a GP and you're listening to this and you do, congratulations, but for the most part, they don't. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Even while I was in my appointment, a doctor came and knocked the door and asked for the menopause nurse.
Really?
And when she came back in, she said, I'm really, really sorry. She said, but unfortunately, they don't know. And so they keep coming to me. Which is great. It's amazing. Mm. It's amazing that they want to get better at helping women through the menopause, but it's also a glaringly obvious issue. They don't fucking know what they're talking about.
No.
A lot of women are being sent away with not any form of support. They're kind of being told that it's all in their head or that they're not ready for it yet.
Yeah.
So I will be going and having the coil fitted.
Which interesting. Is, okay.
Yeah, because it has progesterone in it and it helps stabilise your mood and blah, 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 blah. Now, I've never had to coil before, so this is a brand new experience for me. And I'm going to start having some oestrogen gel as well.
It's very exciting, Laura.
Yeah.
I hope it sorts out everything that's been kind of discombobulated over the last couple of months as well.
We'll find out. So I am really excited to give it a go. Mm-hmm. Because as it has been explained to me, obviously the coil is completely different. So that will go in, stay in for 5 years, as long as I don't have any kind of issues. And I did say, I've had so many horror stories about the coil. And she was like, look, 90% of the ones I fit, we don't have any issues. And they're the people that never moan. It's the 10% that go, oh my God, the coil this, the coil that. So she was like, let's just give it a go. And I was like,
and
fine.
Also, you've got to
open
try
up my
things.
Gash and
you
put
can't...
it in.
You've got to try these things to know whether it's going to work for you or not. You can't just dismiss it because
so I'm going to go on the coil. So that one, the plan is I'll stay on that. And then the oestrogen, you know, we'll establish if I'll soon know if I need it or if I don't, you know, because it will be a very physical thing. I'll either feel better or I won't feel better. So
you're going to try the coil on its own first?
No, so it'll be a combination of the two. So yeah, I just thought I'd normalise the fact that
And how old are you again?
I will be 40 in April. So I'm pretty much there. Yeah. And I said to her, I said like, oh, I know that I'm probably too young. And she was like, there is no too young when it comes to this sort of thing. The perimenopause can hit at any time. And in actual fact, if you're deficient in something, why are we shying away from treating it?
It's like that what we were talking about before, like, so many women leave it until they're too far gone with it and they're too late.
Honest
and
to God,
they've suffered for so long yeah. with all the horrific side effects. And it's like, you don't need to do that.
And I also wonder whether 20 years ago, whether women that were 39, 40,
yeah.
they were starting to get those niggles.
Yeah.
And they ignored them. They did nothing with them.
Yeah.
And in actual fact, it's not that we're hitting the menopause earlier. It's that we're more self-aware.
Well, the actually, other thing as well, is... if you did you watch that Davina documentary about the menopause?
No, I haven't seen it. Oh my God,
watch it. You have to watch it.
I know.
Especially now.
I have to.
So she, that if you, like our, my mum, our generation of like parents, women, when HRT came out, there was like this massive scandal about it causing cancer yes. and all the rest of it. And I think that really, because that's why my mum didn't go on it, and she put off
that's
going
why a lot
on
of
it
women
for about
didn't
10
go
years.
On it. Yeah. yeah.
And then basically now when they've gone back to that study, it's like, it's a really small study and the findings weren't conclusive anyway. So yeah. it's like, it was just scaremongering. Like,
so basically,
you know, oh,
they
surprise,
say
surprise,
that
the press is scaremongering. That's what the press did.
3 in every 1,000 women will develop breast cancer. That's what they're saying. Is there a link? I'm not obviously medically able to answer. Would they have got it anyway?
Yeah.
Or is it something as a direct result of the estrogen? Obviously, yeah, yeah. we don't know. But I think the difference between then and now is that the medicine is that much more sophisticated. Mm-hmm. So it's not so much built on sort of synthetic stuff that they're putting in your body. It's more sort of, well, I can't remember what they call it. Is it biomechanical? I can't remember
oh, right.
the word.
Yeah.
They use a term for it.
Okay.
So yeah, there is still a risk, but then the risk of breast cancer is there anyway, you know. And the nurse said, she was like, I don't know how correct this is, but we're finding that women that are on HRT that are getting it, it is actually, was it breast cancer? Or was it just cancer? It might have just been cancer. 3 in every 1,000 get cancer.
Yeah.
But the cancers they're getting are more treatable.
Right, okay.
And are actually getting through it and surviving.
Yeah.
And like the benefits of going onto it, you know, that reduces your risk of osteoporosis, reduces your risk of dementia, reduces your risk of heart disease. It's 3 major things. Your body starts losing estrogen and progesterone, the impact it can have on your body is huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my, well, I'm excited to see how it goes for you.
It will
help a lot of women out there, especially ones that are like on the fence and thinking, you know, but might be similar age and they're thinking, oh no, I'm too
young. I think there's still just so much shame around it. And like, I was offered it 18 months ago and I even paid to go to the Marion Block Clinic.
Yeah.
I was offended. I was like, how can dare you? I'm 37. You know, like,
yeah, but I think it's basically from 35, isn't it? Because that's when your estrogen starts plummeting at 35.
Yeah. And just obviously,
joys.
You're like hypersensitive to your, like, to sugar intake and stuff like that.
Yes.
Whereas I'm hypersensitive to symptoms that are different within my body because of my health anxiety.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I pick up on stuff really quickly within myself. And then obviously, I just go straight to the doctor with it. Because
do you know what I haven't taken now for nearly a month? Any supplements at all. I haven't taken any supplements for a month because I keep reading so much about what a load of bollocks it is. And so I was just like, you know, I'm just going to have a break and see if it makes a difference. I don't feel any different, mate. I don't feel any different.
I don't take it. The only thing I take is lion's mane because I do notice a difference when I'm on that.
Well,
with my anxiety.
We all know about
obviously,
lion's mane
Rob,
in this house.
Got Rob's mental for
it.
Rob's going to literally start creating a lion's mane market. Down Borough Market, there'll be Rob.
That's it. Yeah. He looks like a sort of like Hackney, trendy twat mushroom seller, doesn't he?
Yeah. So I take that. I take L-theamine and L-tyrosine because it's all to do with brain health. So those are the only 3 that I take now.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. I'm just like, I literally couldn't tell any difference whatsoever because there's, loads of stuff I've read about it. And then Rob's on this journey. He's on a journey with Tim Spector, who's really controversial. So,
who's Tim
have you
Spector?
Heard of him? He writes a lot about food and the impact of food on your body and processed food.
Rob's already boring enough with food.
Tell me about it. This is his middle age. This is his middle age crisis, I think. And he keeps saying because he's like, you've got to eat at least 30 vegetables a week. And he'll keep saying to me, oh, I reckon I'm on about 22 now and it's only Wednesday. It's just excellent progress. I'm like, shut up, Rob. And when I got back from being away, he's like, oh, hey, how's he doing? He was like, oh, I had an absolutely banging lunch today. Oh, I think I've got about 11 different vegetables in there. I was like, oh my God, I can't go.
I remember seeing a nutritionist and I can't remember what she said about what I should have. And she was like, just make a note of it. So over the course of a week, you should have whatever. however much
it's
it is.
It's quite hard to have 30 fucking vegetables a week, mate. I'm and not vegetarian.
It's like, you know, whatever it might be, but you can only count it as once.
Yeah.
And I did it for like 2 days and I was like, I'm bored. I don't want to do this anymore. Mate, and then I was like, on your fingers, you know, you're like, onion and mushroom. There we go.
Done. I'm the same, mate. And I just get bored of shit. Like, but how fun is this? It was parents' evening yesterday, and Edith's teacher, she was like, oh, yeah, she's doing really great. She's really settled in now. She's really come out of her shell. So she can be a bit of a drama queen. I was like, oh, yeah, no shit, mate. Yeah, I live with her. I've noticed that. And saying that she has, like, she's very, like, dramatic if she doesn't, like.
What was that?
That's probably
I heard that.
Trying to bash the door in. Back off, mate.
I feel like I can see the door.
Yeah, it's because like, I've
which
I've
creeps
it.
Me out. I don't like doors half ajar open.
It's not
and
how
that time
got
your,
lock,
your door opened and we yeah, both freaked out. I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna watch her be murdered. And it was the cat.
Yeah, but apparently she's quite dramatic at school and she will go off and have a little moment. And then I was like, okay, how do you deal with that? She's like, we totally ignore it.
Wow.
But okay, great.
Do you totally ignore it when she does it?
I do, yeah. I do now. I never used to, but if you ignore it, it's just over much quicker, and then she just is back to normal. Yeah. But they did say because they said she gets if she's not interested in something, she just literally is like, yeah, I'm bored now, and fucks it off. And I was like, oh god, that's like me too.
Yeah, but I think isn't that a great quality? Why waste our time on something that's going to bring us no joy? Why
exactly?
Trying to explain that to Eddie in senior school, and he's like, oh, I don't really enjoy this. I'm like, mate, that's absolutely fine. If we all liked
everything. You don't have to enjoy
everything. No.
But that is why I'd be like
that's brilliant.
A-star student in like drama, music, and art, and then fucking F in maths.
I got
a C in the end. But,
all right, rub it in. I got an F. Steve went, Laura, don't you get 10% for writing your name right? You probably didn't even get that. I was like, I probably didn't.
I don't understand any of it. I was looking at Oliver's maths books yesterday in the parents' team, and I was like, I don't understand any of this stuff. It's so confusing.
I have discount calculus anyway, so
that's right.
It's
you
just,
do.
It's
have
a logistical nightmare, love. Logistical nightmare.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Vic, I actually have a story that I've been... I bagged and left to one side.
Oh!
Because it just never felt appropriate, you know?
Oh,
we are here. My 10-year-old son has been constipated all week. I have been forcing fruit, veg, orange juice, and warm water down his neck. Finally, last night, things got shifting. Hurrah. An hour later, and my eldest son tells me that my youngest son has managed to block the toilet with a turd the size of a baby's arm. I had to go for a shit in our local park this morning, even contemplated shitting in a bag as I was that desperate when I was at home. I've had to pop to Asda to buy unblocker rubber gloves and borrowed a plunger. That's my Friday night sorted. Wish me luck. Now, I've had a dancing bear before, but I've never had something that big. It's like the turd baguette all over again.
It is, isn't it? Oh, my God. No, seriously. My kids, sometimes, I just can't fathom how big their turds are in comparison to how small they are. Like, it's like an arm. It's like literally a forearm of turd.
I mean, have you ever pooed where it's hit a wedge?
Yeah.
You know, that, almost like a bit of driftwood on a lake.
Wedge in the toilet, you mean?
Yeah, like your poo's just wedged in the toilet and it doesn't flush.
Yeah, and it's like there's
we get those sorts of incidences.
Give to it. It's very erect.
Very erect.
Yeah, okay, it's compacted.
It's hit sideways, which it baffles me because I don't know how a turd can come out sideways like that and just get lodged. But it happened to me the other day. I pretended it was one of the kids.
Did
she
you?
Was like, oh, who hasn't flushed the toilet? And I was like, I thought, well, I've just done a poo and I flush. I walked in and I was like, oh, that must be one of the kids.
Dirty bastard.
I had to flush it 5 times.
Oh,
Steve realised it was an Indian.
5 times, Jesus.
It was
Christ.
Just wedged. And we don't have a toilet brush. I hate them.
They are disgusting, aren't they?
They're poo embers. I just feel like there are small germs just marching up and down it.
There are.
That's
yeah.
I mean, if you get
well, I have got one, but I have to replace it very frequently. And you can get them nice and cheap in Asda.
Do you know how horrifically awful that is for landmines?
Landmines. A little toilet brush going across a field with a load of landmines.
That would kill you. That would give you dysentery. It would be a slow burning death.
That's it. The landmine would explode. It would just catapult into the air and like land in your eyeball, and then you'd get pink eye and die from pink eye.
Yeah, but it would be like the most horrific pink eye that your eyeball shriveled up and fell out within 24 hours. That's what would happen. Yeah, obviously landmines. Awful.
Yeah, landmines, bog brushes, just
bog brush,
what a combination.
Yeah.
It's a weapon of mass destruction.
It is a weapon of mass destruction. Honestly, I think you could do some serious damage with that. At the very least, like if, let's say you should carry the offending article with you at all times. If you were in a mugging situation,
yes.
You pull that shitty stick out.
Excellent
they
weapon.
They would back off.
So what would you prefer, right? Because you know a lot of people have like a poo cutting knife that they leave by their toilet.
Which I can't abide by, I'm afraid. The gag reflex really kicks in over that one.
But what's worse, a poo cutting knife or a bog brush?
What, to use against a mugger?
No, is it just generally as a, in existence?
I don't know why.
To use against a mugger.
Oh, what's more offensive?
Yeah.
The knife, easily. Yeah. Every time, like for me, I'd have an association every time I'm cutting through my roast beef
on a Sunday afternoon
with my Yorkie pud, I'd look down at that knife and think that looks exactly like the thing that I cut the turds
with. What would you
do
in that situation? Are you buying a specific poo cutting knife or are you borrowing one from the cutlery drawer?
Mate, you know they're borrowing one from the cutlery drawer.
Because also you can't, like, what do you do when people come around? Do you hide it? Do you like sellotape it to the underside of the toilet seat?
Yeah. Maybe, you know, like those
like a shank in prison.
Yeah, but those leather things that you put a knife in,
yes.
That you sellotape that underneath the toilet and then it's always there at all
That's
times.
It. Yeah.
Almost like, you know, where someone would hold a weapon if they were in a...
Exactly, a shank in prison, mate. They hide them in all sorts of places.
I wasn't even thinking prison. I was thinking of a drug bust.
Okay,
I don't know why, because I've never been in one.
Is that illegal that it has to be hidden like that? I mean, yeah, you wouldn't ever want anyone to see that.
Imagine
coming
if,
into your house,
like,
would you?
Let's say your mum came round and went, oh, V, you've left your...
That would be my
mum
as well. You know my mum.
Yeah. Can you imagine? You'd smack
She's
it out of
a
her
clean
hand
freak.
And stick her hand under the bleach and go, let's never talk about this.
Yeah, exactly. Trish would have that washed up and put away, mate. It would be back in the drawer of all the other
ones.
So you wouldn't even know.
You'd gone out for the night for dinner, come back. Did you have a good time? Yeah, I did. And then 2 days later, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you.
Yeah,
that
I found a knife in the bathroom.
I'm guessing Oliver put it up there. I gave it a little rinse off and put it in the cupboard. And you've buttered all your bread rolls with it.
Oh my God.
Think of all the little army men marching up and down your intestines that have been from the poo embers.
It would be terrible, terrible bacteria. And
oh God,
and me
awful.
And Rob these days trying to nurture our healthy gut bacteria, aren't we? Rob,
that
would destroy it.
That would destroy it. I think 30, just
30 days
of
vegetables destroyed in 1 second.
Yeah.
Poo bum knife.
The poo bum knife, yeah.
That's
when
it.
The poo bum knife attacks.
When the Yeah. Hold on, can I take my jumper off? Because I'm absolutely sweating. The angora's kicked
How
in.
How dare you? The angora.
Oh, fuck my life. I'm boiling. Jesus Christ.
Oh, look at those little arms. Look at them. Get those little bad boys out.
Hey, mate. Look.
Oh, yeah.
Look, they're like proper toned.
Do you know what isn't toned?
I can't believe it.
That claw of a hand.
Because I'm, what's it called? Ultra bendy. Hypermobile.
I'm hypermobile.
That's weight strength training. Hello, fit bitches. I've actually got muscles pictures. For the first time in 40 years of my actual life. I've never, ever, ever had any muscle definition on my arms. They've always been piglets, and look at them now.
Piglets?
Piglets.
To be fair, that would be a great analogy.
Yeah. No, my legs
are twiglets for arms.
They're twiglets. Yeah, they've been little twiglets. Or bingo wings, one of the two. They've never been anything else.
Yeah.
But, oh, that's nice. Jesus Christ, the armpits get have got there now.
Getting the air in.
Okay, let's get a story, shall we? Oh my God. Okay, so actually, this isn't a story, but this is just something that I have seen on TikTok. And I feel like I don't know what's happened to the world. So there is this little jewelry maker, okay, and she makes these little sort of clay, Fimo, you know, the stuff that you used to play with when you were little. She makes bum holes and she does best friends forever matching butthole key rings. And I also saw that she did
bum chums, I guess.
She did a mother daughter bum hole key ring.
Is it a serious thing or is it a joke?
No, it's a serious thing. This is her actual business. Like, this is what she does full time. She makes key rings of anuses. And so I did wonder, like, maybe you and me should get some matching ones. Can you imagine?
So what is it? Is it a cast of your own bum hole and then you give it to somebody?
Can you see it on there?
Oh my! Oh, they're not real ones. They're not like real,
but they just. She's just like she's made like a little Fimo thing of a bum hole. But she did say that it says she customizes them to represent you and your best friend. So I'm assuming if that's the case, then you need to take a picture of your ring.
You imagine
and send it to her. Can you? I mean, Laura, I feel like that.
I already know you're going to find.
You will no longer be my friend if I sent you a key ring of my bum hole. Could you actually imagine? Imagine the photo. I'm going to take the photo. What the great thing about a bum hole is that you can't really see it and that you don't really, you're not really that aware of its existence, you know, really. Obviously, you do wipe it every day, but I'm not like staring into the dark abyss into my hemorrhoid.
You're not staring down the hole. Literally. Maybe get it for Rob for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, instant
divorce.
Do
you remember?
Or we could get matching ones. Yeah, he could have mine. That would just be like some sort of bizarre, surreal sculpture of balloons.
It could almost be like, you know, those sort of sci-fi type alien monster things.
That's it.
That was, yeah.
That's what it would look like. And then his would just be a tuft of pubic hair, wouldn't it? We wouldn't even see the bum hole.
No, it would just be a lot of hair.
What a beautiful match. Why would you want that?
I don't know. I cannot like
you put
for the life of me.
It's a key ring. So you put it on your keys. I mean, we're you carry around in public.
And we joke a lot. And I still can't fathom how that's like a, let's do it.
Let's do that. It's honestly, her videos have gone like viral on TikTok. And people, like loads of, she's doing smashing out loads of orders all the time. You're like, ow.
Sometimes when the mood strikes,
all
we
you
all
need is
a
key ring of your bum hole.
Yeah,
I think it's actually, it's just, you know, another step on from the jizz jewelry, isn't it?
I don't feel like, I feel like jizz jewelry's worse.
Really, do you?
Oh, I mean, God, I would take your bum hole jizz, any day of the week.
Yeah,
not literally, obviously. I would have your bum hole any day of the week over. Although it would be, why would you give me a jewellery item with your jizz in
well,
it?
Well, mate, because that would be weird.
That would be, I feel like that would be overstepping a mark.
Yeah, because it would have to be Rob's jizz because I don't really produce much jizz, personally.
I don't want that.
No. Nice little pair of...
I don't know how to say it nicely.
I don't want Rob's jizz in my life. Or
and
your
I also think Steve might have a problem with that.
Imagine if you just get a gift in the post. It's a pair of like pearl drop earrings that are Rob's.
And I wear them on the record. And you're like, oh my God, you're wearing Rob's jizz. Well done.
I think that's a good gift to give like an enemy, isn't it? Without them realising.
Yeah. Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. Be like, oh, someone sent me these beautiful earrings. And actually it's your jizz. Yeah.
Well, Mother's Day is coming up. If anyone feels like doing that for their mums. You could always do that, couldn't you?
What a perfect gift.
What a perfect gift.
Only for the right kind of mum.
Only for the right kind of mum, indeed. Yeah. We've actually got a tidy up here, Vic.
Oh, yes. Okay, let's have a tidy up.
It's the Pussy Tips Lady.
Oh, yes. Of course. Yeah.
Hello, lovely ladies. I'm the Pussy Tips Lady. Firstly, I want to say, oh, my God. when I heard you reading my story, I was howling. My three boys were not impressed at being ignored. Don't worry, I had my AirPods in. Anyway, Victoria, you are totally right in thinking that health and safety 15 years ago was not what it is nowadays. Cat castration can take up to can take about 5 minutes from start to finish. Jesus, oh, wow. They literally lob them off.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be a little bit more intricate than that. And we do, and we would then put them in the main prep area on a table where you would prep animals for surgery. So we would have one vet in theatre and another doing cat castrations while waiting for the ops to finish. Cat balls were not shaved. We plucked them.
Oh! What? What, you, like before the surgery or after the surgery?
So it wouldn't irritate the wounds.
Oh, wow.
That's a hell of a lot of hair.
That is a lot of hair. I'm trying to think of my cat's bollocks now.
Get a Veet strip out.
Hendrix's balls. Oh, imagine a Veet strip. Oh, no, thanks.
Well, there'd be it's got to be better than plucking the bugger.
Yeah, plucking takes so long as well. Like, I just imagine that would be quite time consuming. It would take longer to pluck and then it would to lob them off.
Yeah. Then they use a scalpel to cut the sac, expose the testicles that are attached to the tubes inside too. Use forceps, Jesus Christ, repeat the other side. It goes back on its own and the balls do not need gluing or anything.
So literally, so what are they doing then? Are they actually taking the balls off or are they just cutting the tubes and then there's a little...
Maybe they just cut the tubes. But no, because you don't see cats with balls.
No, you don't. But there's like, obviously, yeah, there's got to be some sort of thing that she dipped into the tea as well. Was it just a bit of like scrote skin? Because I was imagining in a very comedy kind of style way.
So in actual fact, it was literally a bare ball.
Yeah.
Like just that's a bare. Yeah.
Mate, that would have had like blood on it, surely, right? And that went in the cup of tea.
Okay. So no, I cut the other bit out, but because I didn't read it, I thought it was a little bit too detailed. But it's, you know, like we don't, you know, we are no holds barred. We don't need specific details of how you cut a fucking cat's balls off. But it says they use forceps, they then tie the tubes, then they cut the balls.
Right.
So it was a bare ball.
It is a bare ball.
A bare ball that got dipped.
Out of the skin. There's no hair. Oh, no. That's kind of even worse because
I think that's absolutely fleshy, diabolical. I mean, he was an arsehole. He deserved it, but.
Oh my God.
Imagine if you lost it in there. You'd be fishing it out like, you know, when your hobnob drops to the bottom of your tin, you've got to try and fish it out with a spoon.
Yeah.
Maybe she did let it bounce around for a couple of minutes.
I do feel like
it's. Bounce or sink.
I'd say sink, float or sink. Yeah. Float or sink, I'd say, I don't know, maybe.
Like a boiled egg.
Thinking about it. Yeah, but it's not a boiled egg, it's a pair of balls. Yeah, are they weighty? I don't know. I've never fondled a cat's balls, surprisingly enough.
Which is great. That means our friendship can continue because I think I'd have a problem with it if you had.
I'm going to say maybe they float. I don't feel like
they float.
Yeah, I don't think they've got much mass to them.
No.
There's a little science experiment you can do with your kids.
Yeah. You just got to find a cat that hasn't been neutered yet.
Because also, I'm thinking now. It's all coming back to me. Rob's balls float in the bath.
So does Steve's.
So there you go.
And
they
penis.
Are like, they're little boys, you know, like that you find in the sea.
Yes, they are.
They're surrounded.
How big are his balls? Do they hit the surface? Jesus Christ.
They actually do hit the surface. I'm pretty sure they do.
You can use those as a life raft. If you're ever in the water, Vic, and I know you don't like the water, just grab onto his balls, put them either side of your neck, get him to swim on his back, and he'll be able to swim you to, you know, David Hasselhoff,
safety.
Really.
Use him like a noodle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that is
the
so
ball noodle.
The ball noodle. I have to write that down. I need to, you know, there's so many times when we're doing this and we say something and I'm like, that's going to be the title. And then I come to edit it and I've totally, you know me, I don't remember anything. Use him like a noodle. I like that. Use him like a noodle, written down, banked in
written
the bag.
Written down, locked and loaded.
We've actually
had quite a few good ones this week, I think.
Yeah, we have, but I've forgotten them already, haven't you?
Yeah, something to do with the minefield.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
I didn't even say that, did I? I said landmine.
A landmine, yeah.
I can't even get that right. It is a minefield working with us.
Definitely. Right, I think we can round up now. So if you want to send us a story, any questions, any other business, you know what to do. You just email us at noholesbarredpodcast@gmail.com. Or what else do they do, Laura?
They could head on over to our Instagram page at noholesbarredpodcast and slide on into our DMs.
And don't forget, like, this is sexy like,
when I do that. Do you think I could do sex quite sexy,
yeah. I think so. Until you said something hugely inappropriate.
Which is a lot.
Deeply offensive.
Which is a lot.
Yeah, which is a lot.
Which is like every other day. I have literally made a career out of it.
Unless it's like that's your niche. And it's like, come to be deeply offended by politically incorrect insults and badly timed jokes.
I would win.
You would. £100 an hour. There you go.
If there was a niche for that, then I think I would. I would make a lot of money. Yeah, I'd be driving a Porsche.
I think it's Valentine's Day when this goes out.
It is indeed Valentine's Day. I think it's not Wednesday, isn't it?
Or maybe, yeah, maybe this goes out Tuesday, didn't it?
I've actually made a massive faux pas. It is Wednesday, Valentine's Day.
It's Wednesday. Okay.
I have made a big faux pas, but it's the end, so I'll wait until
next week
and I'll explain the huge Valentine's faux pas. I've made quite a few in the past.
Yeah.
Obviously bought him a cock enlarger.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
I can't say it out loud because my child's in the room. I'm not always the best. I mean, I'm not firing off all cylinders normally in February. Mate, I think it's because I've had to get over in
you're
January.
Great. I'm not getting anything.
Well, I may as well not have bothered, I'll be honest with what I've done.
Okay, we'll look forward to hearing about that. We can see how each other's Valentine's Day went.
All right, guys, take care of yourselves because it's also half term. We know how much we'll see you next Tuesday is. So we're gutted.
Tuesday.
Bye.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.